This summer, if you're driving around the country past a lot of motels, or if you're surfing the web past a lot of motel websites, there is a sign that you're likely to see, a sign of nationalism, nativism, and some would say racism. Some motels advertise themselves as American-owned and operated. For example, Mike Kiger of Campbellsville, Kentucky, lets a certain clientele know that his Lucky Vista Motel is owned by an American.
But a lot of people have a stigma about non-American, you know, people that own motels. And I guess each individual has their own purpose and reason, but most of them will tell you their reasons when they, you know, when they come in as to a bad experience, quote unquote, that they had one time with a motel or a hotel that wasn't owned, you know, wasn't American owned.
They couldn't understand the proprietor's accent, he says, or there were strange smells in the foreign-owned motels. Lori Donahue advertises her budget host motel in Trinidad, Colorado, this way on the web: quiet country setting, great views, clean showers and laundry, American owned and operated. Cleanliness is next to Americanness.
We're finding that American owned motels, you almost have to say that so people know that, you know, you're cleaner. It really is a matter of cleanliness.
That's the sound of the Z's emanating from a hemispherical tourist snoozing contentedly at the Faubus Motel in Huntsville, Arkansas. Well, in a cartoon on the motel's website, at least. James Vandiver bought the motel from the ex-wife of one-time Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus, and Vandiver advertises it as American-owned.
Any person riding a motorcycle will stay at an American-owned and operated motel, and there are a lot more people interested in that now than what previously were before September 11th last year.
September 11th and American nationality both figure on the website of the Apple Cover Inn in Maggie Valley, North Carolina. Part of the website reads, "We are proud to be U.S. citizens, and our thoughts and prayers to all of the victims, those who serve, and their families." Here's proprietor Derek Cole.
There's certain people that just won't stay with immigrant-owned hotels, and it's their right to pick and choose which hotel they do want to stay at. And that's one of the reasons I put it on there, to let those folks know that this is a U.S.-owned and operated business.
Do you feel that by doing that, you're catering to someone's prejudice?
Absolutely not. I feel like I'm just letting them know what they're getting into and what they're not getting into, and to let them know that they're supporting their a U.S.-owned business.
All four of these motel owners who advertise as American-owned say they're not biased. They're just proud American citizens. All say that they hung out an American-owned sign before September 11th. Whatever their motivation, they are reacting to a particular pattern of immigration. It is estimated that half the motels in America are owned by Asian immigrants or people of Asian ancestry. They are overwhelmingly from South Asia. Most are from India, and most of them are from one state in India, Gujarat. And many, if not most of them, are named Patel.
Any little town from Monroe, Alabama to, Lumberton, North Carolina, almost every exit on I-95 from New York to Miami, not just one, you may find three or four motels that are owned by Asian Americans.
That's Mike Patel, raised in England, now of Atlanta, Georgia. Mr. Patel owns a chain of hotels, and he is an American citizen. Patel is a surname that designates membership in a Hindu subcaste with traditions of commerce. Mr. Patel says many of the group have come over from India and, in striving to better themselves, have been frustrated working for someone else and being limited to 40 hours a week. A motel or a small hotel permits an immigrant family to work more and to work together.
The man may speak or the woman may speak in broken English, but the greatest thing about living in this country is that everyone has a background of someone who's an ancestor who's foreign. But when they go in a city and they meet with these people who run these motels, they realize the hospitality and get to understand them and the culture. And basically, they do contribute good for the small little town's economy with tax dollars, and also job infrastructure provide that. The greatest thing is this country lets you work ethically and honestly. It depends how hard you want to work.
As for those complaints about smells or dirt, Mr. Patel is diplomatic, saying these may be odd individual cases, but they are not the norm. As for the American-owned signs or allusions to September 11th, he notes that he is an American, too. His own nephew is in the Marine Corps. Mike Amin, born Mahesh Amin, is a San Francisco hotel owner, the grandson of a Gujarati immigrant, and the president of the Asian American Hotel Owners Association. He is a little more blunt about those signs.
It's trying to deceive the public to say that a property owned by a particular American versus another particular American is somehow causing disingenuous information. Being American, and it shouldn't be the question of what color your skin is. I think that's the perception that that sign is creating. And it's not tolerable by any members, especially our industries. And what I see personally is that it causes confusion amongst the public.
The American-owned motel owners we interviewed all denied that this is about race. When asked if an Indian immigrant who became a U.S. citizen would be justified in advertising his motel as American-owned, all said, yes, that would be fair. In fact, Lori Donahue of Trinidad, Colorado, the woman who says that American-owned really means clean, says that that sign was up on her motel before she and her husband bought it 4 years ago.
That was put up by the previous owner.
So it's been there ever since you've owned the
motel.
Right,
and he was from Ireland and his wife was from Hungary. They became American citizens.
So the people you bought the motel from were naturalized U.S. citizens.
Right.
But they called it American-owned motel.
Right.
And you feel they were right to do so.
Well, I guess they could if they won't, but we had a lot of cleaning up to do, I can tell you that much.
We asked the American Automobile Association, which has been rating hotels and motels for decades, whether they would consider mentioning American ownership in their travel guides. And we were told that AAA makes no distinction of ownership in their guides. The property is evaluated on services and amenities only.